Conversations with Joan Lewis.
Well, Joan, this is the first programme of the new year, so Happy New Year.
You know, it really seems, thank you very much, and also to all of our listeners for those wishes. And when you think about it, it's Happy New Year 2007. I can remember as if it was yesterday anticipating the Jubilee year of 2000. Also, the big scare we had, the so-called Y2K computer scare.
Yes.
Where they thought the entire computer system of the world would crash. But it really does seem incredible that we're saying
past history, no?
7 years have gone by. But, you know, looking at the year just passed, one of the more interesting figures that came out from the Vatican involved the numbers of people that saw Pope Benedict in audiences, general and the Wednesday ones, of course, special audiences, liturgical celebrations, and the Sunday Angelus.
Well, I was fascinated to see the figures myself because I've certainly had the impression this year that there have been many, many more people going up to the square.
3.2 million people have come to Vatican City. We're not talking anywhere else, folks. We are talking just Vatican City. Audiences, in which would be heads of state, obviously, the general audiences. But, you know, throughout the year, I think we've probably mentioned on Wednesdays and on Sundays the 30, the 40, the 50,000 people standing in St. Peter's Square for an Angelus, sitting in St. Peter's Square on a Wednesday for the general audience. Now, with the very, very cold weather that has all of a sudden descended on us, of course, we have the Wednesday audiences inside.
Friday last week, I went up to St. Peter's because some visitors were looking to go to the Mass on New Year's Day. And even though it was pretty cold then, the queue, and I know we've seen this so many times, but even on that day, middle of Christmas season, the queue to get into St. Peter's went right the way round the whole of the circle
the square.
And up on the other side as well.
Of course, I live so close to St. Peter's Square that I very often walk down. So, I mean, I'm probably there every day, but on the special occasions, I'll walk down on a Sunday and see the crowds, and I've always found it astonishing. So good for Benedict. It's a wonderful thing for the church, really. When people are that interested and multiply that by the millions who watch this on television. So that's 3 million who came to Rome, who came to St. Peter's Square to attend events or liturgical events. And even when you think of liturgical events, many of which have been inside the Basilica, because actually Pope Benedict prefers liturgy in a church, not a massive affair in St. Peter's Square, which sometimes can't be avoided. But he does prefer the liturgical events to be in a church. So there you're only talking 8,000 or 9,000 people, perhaps, including those seated and those standing.
The 8,000 or 9,000 people, when I was in search of these tickets for the Mass for New Year's Day, I went up to the bronze door, hopefully, but I was told there, you know, the man just shrugged his shoulders and said, but there aren't any.
Yes.
Well, they had all gone.
Well, a month at least before Christmas.
Oh, easily.
The same thing had happened. I mean, there were only 8,500, and there probably were 85,000 requests. So from all over the world, people coming to Rome, specifically really to participate in papal events, be there for papal events. Not so much be there, but really participate in them, and the Christmas tickets were gone a month before. And, of course, to any of our listeners, we should absolutely reassure you when we do talk of tickets, because you do need a specific ticket to get in to a papal event Wednesday audience, except for the Sunday Angelus. That's just in St. Peter's Square, but where the Pope will be present for liturgy or an audience, you need a ticket. They
and
are
the
always
are
and everywhere. For this. That's just what I was going to say. They're always and everywhere free, and as a matter of fact, most of them on the reverse side of the ticket that has the event and the hour and the place, they say in 5 or 6 languages that this ticket is entirely free. Anyway, it has been a very wonderful year. Those of us who live here see it and feel it. You live around the Vatican, you work in the Vatican, and you just see these crowds all the time, whether you go out for a coffee, whether you're walking through St. Peter's Square. So
young and old.
Oh, yes, all ages. Exactly. Mm. All ages
and
single
all nationalities
and families and everything. It's a mini United Nations in St. Peter's Square if you kind of stand there long enough.
Mm. And for those who would like to visit St. Peter's and use wheelchairs, you can get a wheelchair into St. Peter's quite easily. There are ramps.
Yes. Oh, there are.
And
indeed.
There's a lift into the Basilica as well.
And that's obviously very, very important. A lot of that preparation for anybody within any kind of problem of mobility was the Jubilee Year 2000, actually, was very responsible for building a gazillion ramps or at street corners, of having it, having there not be a curb on street corners. And that was actually carried through in the city of Rome as well. Anyway, no, so it's been a very interesting year in the past, and if we look at kind of what's on the Pope's agenda for 2007, an awful lot of meetings and audiences and ad limina visits by bishops, one papal trip we know about, I think it's in May, to Brazil, in the fall to Austria. Other trips are kind of question marks, and I'm sure there will be many visits by heads of state and so forth. Now, but speaking of visits, actually, as we are recording this show, the Holy Father is visiting a Caritas shelter for the homeless in Rome. This was built in 1983. It was the absolute first shelter for homeless in the Eternal City. It is was founded by the then Cardinal Vicar of Rome, Ugo Poletti, and it is run by the Diocese of Rome. It's the Diocesan Caritas office. So the Pope is going to visit people there. He will meet some of the homeless. He will obviously meet the people who run the shelter. He is going to uncover a commemorative plaque in John Paul's name. John Paul went there 15 years ago, and he said at the time, part of his talk included the phrase, "Suffering man belong. Every man who suffers belongs to us," and those words will be inscribed on a plaque. And I believe the shelter is even going to be named, if I'm not wrong, after John Paul II.
Yes, I've heard that as well.
Exactly. So it'll be very interesting, and I understand the Holy Father is going to receive several gifts. He's going to receive a tessera, which would be like a membership card, and it's going to have number one on it. He's also going to receive an apron, which is the symbol of the volunteers, without whom really any charitable organization just really would not function. And then he's going to receive a blanket, which is the symbol of the homeless person, if you will. So I'm sure it'll be, just knowing Benedict, I think it'll be a very moving, very wonderful experience.
It's an important symbol.
It's an important symbol. But, you know, if you look at the week past, it was, or just the days past, we have events ranging from the beautiful solemnities of the beautiful feasts of the Holy Family to the Solemnity of Mary and World Peace Day on January 1, just days ago, as a matter of fact. And then probably the only, what'll we call it, shadow on this wonderful, joyful period of Christmas would have been, of course, the news of Saddam Hussein's execution, and the Vatican very clearly came out against that execution, saying that the execution of a capital sentence is always tragic news, a cause of sadness, even when the person is guilty of terrible crimes. And it says the killing of the guilty is not the way to rebuild justice and reconcile society. Rather, there's a risk of nourishing the spirit of revenge and, of course, causing fresh violence. So I think we can really say that is the only negative spot. But Sunday, December 31st, was the Feast of the Holy Family, and then Sunday evening at 6, he presided at Vespers for the Solemnity of Mary. So those two feasts, the Holy Family, the Solemnity of Mary, Mother of God, her motherhood, her virginity, and yet her motherhood, The Pope had some very, very beautiful words to say, which touch all of us, because we are all members of a family.
Mm-hmm. And just finishing the program, on Sunday, he will actually be baptizing babies. So what more beautiful entry can you have for a baby into the family, human family, and into the family of the church?
Of the church. He's going to do that in the Sistine Chapel, which is, of course, a very, very beautiful setting. It used to be for many years in St. Peter's Basilica and moved to the Sistine Chapel. I'm not exactly sure what year. Fewer people can get into the Sistine Chapel, so you have the very, very close family members, but it's still a very, very moving event. So we're looking at babies, we're looking at newborns, we're looking at families, we're looking at motherhood. It's a very, very beautiful week. We've got the Epiphany, by the way, on Saturday. That's always a wonderful occasion in Italy, in the Vatican, and then the baptism of the children on Sunday. So a great week past, a great week to come.
And on that note, see you next week.
See you next week.
You've been listening to Joan Lewis. To find out more about Joan or to ask her a question, please visit our website at vaticanradio.org.